richest.
Early breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Yemo, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 14 minutes past five. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. You join me this morning as I sit in front of Mr. Daniel Mpilo Richards. To introduce him, I'll say, from the creative team that brought you Payback, The Curry Comes, the multi-sketch sequel, State Fracture, which, with a country that keeps giving, be prepared to laugh, to think, and to be blown away by the performance of Daniel Mpilo Richards, Best Breakthrough Performer nominee, Naledi Theatre Awards, and Best Performer in a Review nominee, the Fleur de Cop Theatre Awards, written by Mark van Kraan. Van Kraan, directed by Rob van Vieren, and produced by Steve Ngesi. Welcome, Baba.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very early, I must say.
Chief,
much respect.
We rise. We rise to the occasion. We rise to the occasion. My man, listen, we're sitting in studio a couple of weeks, so a couple of, I think it was about last week, and we get some calls about the show that is happening that everyone is absolutely raving about. They talk about it being funny. They talk about being political. They talk about it being bold.
Yes.
And so we sit here in front of Daniel Mpilo Richards.
Yes.
I want to say that right.
Yes.
I suppose the first question that we want to ask, who is Daniel Mpilo Richards?
Sure, that's a big question. I'm a professional actor in Cape Town at the moment, because the world is my oyster. And I graduated from UCT, got my degree in theatre and performance, and I've been acting professionally for the past 5 years. I did Payback, The Curry, as you mentioned, for the last year. I've done 121 shows thus far. Scooped up the Naledi Award for that. And I'm busy with State Fracture. I've performed in Czech Republic, USA, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Rwanda most recently. And yeah, I'm having an absolute blast kind of speaking about our country at the moment. It's very interesting.
Talking about your show, though, now that you're doing, tell us more about that, you know, the name, what it's about, and I don't know, maybe you can share one or two of some of the things that you do on the show, but all up to you, man.
As the title suggests, State Fracture. It's our state is in fractures at the moment. So the show speaks about our social political landscape, cultural issues, and things that we're dealing with in our country at the moment. My favorite sketch is a fictional, not quite fictional character by the name of Pastor Hlaudi.
Pastor Hlaudi. Okay.
I'd love to introduce you to him.
Please do.
He goes something like this. Halala Freestad, halala, halala Western Cape, halala, halala Mlungus, halala, Pastor Hlaudigrits, I'm doing well in the name of prosperity, brothers and sisters, for we did not join the SABC to be poor, no, we joined the SABC to be rich, to be like white people and better, for this is how we know we are blessed, we drive Mercedes Benz, we have fire pools, we get bonuses, hallelujah, I said hallelujah, Jesus, Pastor Hlaudigrits, you, yes, the gospel according to Jacob says that the ANC will rule until Jesus comes. He was a great man. Jesus, he worked a miracle. But let me remind you of the miracles that Pastor Hlaudi has done. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But me, Pastor Hlaudi, I raised my own salary. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just joined us, no, you're not lost. It's 18 minutes past five. This is the Early Breakfast Show, and joining us in studio is Daniel Mpilo Richards, who is the main actor or the main character
in
the multi-sketch sequel to Payback, The Curry, which is a State Fracture. Just joining us in studio, we're having a good laugh, and so I hope also you'll join us in conversation. If you do have any questions about the show or anything else, by all means, feel free to give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Daniel, I mean, you carry a guitar with you.
Yes.
Well, what's that about? Is it also part of the act?
So, on stage, it's me, my guitar, and my box. I play 23 different characters in State Fracture. In Payback the Curry, I play 28 different characters. And yeah, that's all I have. That's all I travel with when I perform in different parts of South Africa and around the world. So yeah, this guitar comes with me. I've got, I love expressing myself through music. And so there's one particular song that I sing at the end of State Fracture, which I'll give you a short demonstration of that.
By all means.
No zuma no cry. No gupta no cry. No zupta no cry. No kuma no cry. Do you remember the promises they made to serve the people, not one man? But what they've done, this ruling party, is sell out dreams and auction the nation. But now we are rising, saying it's gone too far, yeah. Taking back our future, kicking out the thieves, for we have no fear. This is the part where you join me, Abs. No zuma, no cry.
Hey, Yabona, my moment. This is my moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Gupta.
No gupta, no cry.
Halala. Zupta. No zupta, no cry.
I tell you what, I am. I've tried singing on the show before. It didn't go down.
No.
People,
confidence.
Listen. People were calling in, asking my bosses that they had something that like an animal was getting killed on the show earlier on in the show. So I don't try to attempt that once again. But that was lovely and that was beautiful. But talking to that, your show,
yes,
is. Listening to what you've just said, some of the things I would imagine is very controversial.
Yes.
And there would be some backlash from that. And some may argue that, you know, maybe this is biased, you know, you're pushing one side and all of that.
Yes.
But do you get things like that, and how do you go about addressing those issues?
Funny you should mention that. I had a tiny kind of backlash the other evening where someone vocally disagreed with what I was saying on stage. And it's something that I'm open to dealing with, because it's a provocative show, and that's what theatre's there to do, is to create that cathartic experience and to get people talking about the issues. What the show does do is it offers a balance. So everyone's going to walk out there having kind of been called out on their kind of thing. I speak about privilege, I speak about government, I speak about cultural issues, and so everyone in South Africa, no matter who you are, will watch it and will laugh, will feel a bit upset, and so we've created a wonderful balance.
Danielle Mbilo Richards joining us in studio for this hour. We thank you also for joining us on the show. He is the actor at the sketch named State Fracture, and he's joining us in studio this morning to just talk about him, about the sketch, and to talk about, you know, some of the challenges that he's facing in their continued production. By the way, this award-winning, shall I call it?
Yes.
An award-winning,
yes,
sketch is written by Mark van Graan, directed by Rob van Veeren, and produced by Siv Ngesi. To you, Daniel, once again, we talk about young people in South Africa where I remember, I can tell you the likes of Tani Evita Bezaitano.
Yes.
These are the legends that we know, yes, to take a humor, to chat and to take a jab at politics, but it's not something that we've seen amongst young people.
No.
So you coming up, you sitting there, is it a question of perhaps young people in our society are starting to get clued up, and they're starting to say that we no longer can stand by the sidelines. We are in fact involved. So the question, I suppose, is would you see yourself as a representative of the young in South Africa?
Well, I'd love to see myself as a representative of the young South Africans. I think that we're incredibly diverse, and it would be silly of me not to put myself forward as that because of what I'm saying on stage. I certainly don't take responsibility for every South African out there, for every young South African, because I think there are some extreme views and actions, and I certainly don't condone violence or any of the sort. But I certainly support the idea that as young South Africans, we need to speak about what's happening in our country, be it political, be it cultural, and we need to engage with these kind of issues. Otherwise, we're never going to grow as a nation, as a young democracy.
I hear you loud and clear. 24 minutes past five. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We continue talking things that matter to you. Let me remind you that we are chatting to Daniel Mbilo Richards, and we're talking about The State Fracture, an award-winning sketch. And yeah, it's just positive to see young people taking on roles that are very controversial and roles that, yeah, may get them into hot water, if we if we may put it like that. But we're going to continue with Daniel in a while. We're still chatting to Daniel Mbilo Richards. For you listening at home, joining the conversation, he's the main actor. He is the only actor in the sketch State Fracture. Daniel, yes. Bring it back to you once again. So, before we go to the news, apparently we don't know how to spell privilege.
Yes, you don't.
So
it's P-R-I-V-I-L-E-J. Privilege. P. So, this is a guy that speaks about privilege. His name is Nkosinathi Mlingi, but you can call me Friday. And Peaceful Professional Network. Now, I'm amazed at how easy it is for Ricky, my friend, to organize gigs, you know. I mean, his stepmom's in PR, a school buddy of his owns the venue, Auntie Mel, she owns a catering company. I mean, even the bouncers are friends of Ricky's stepmom's Congolese gardener. You know, professional network. But, you know, where I come from, we also have professional networks. We just call them gangs.
Okay. I hear that loud and clear. And I do have to ask, though, that when we come back from the news, you're going to be chatting to us. Just maybe one a skit, maybe on privilege. Another one.
Definitely. I'll do everything for
okay,
you.
Okay, we're gonna do that when we're coming back. Thank you so much to you as we sit with Daniel Mbilo Richards. Baba, once again, welcome back on the show to you listening at home. No, you're not lost. You are listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. Just before we go to sport, Daniel promised to talk to us or to do a skit for us on privilege. Let's hear it.
Yes, well, I'm going to go back to this guy. He's, as we were saying, privilege. Let's go to R, okay? R has to be for race, right? Now, it took Ricky, my friend, 5 minutes to emerge on the stand-up scene. Another 10 minutes to get his own radio slot. I mean, we're the same age. I mean, my third year of emerging. And I'm hoping to graduate at the end of this year. Hey, Nazi, what are you doing? I'm emerging, bro. And then there are those of us who say that race doesn't exist. Like Liesl, Ricky's sister. It's just a social construct, is it? So it's taken me 3 years to get over an obstacle that doesn't exist. And Nazi, what are you doing? I'm just trying to get over a social construct. I think I got some on my shoe. Now, so, you know, earlier today I was in Sea Point and I was checking out the promenade and I was watching people walk along the promenade, white people. People walking their dogs, white people picking up their dog's poo. Eh? White people picking up dog poo. What a time to be alive. Eh? No. So, no, I'm going to switch to this guy over here, right? This guy's name is Dean. He's Dean from the Saxon World Shabin, right? And, you know, Dean's got a wonderful cocktail to offer you all. It's called a colonial cocktail. It's the gin and tonic. Although out here, we like to call it the Zilla. Yeah, she's not part of the Premier League anymore, but give her one of these things, put on Twitter, and man, she's great for the faction, man. And then I've got a one. I have to speak about sport after you do your sports.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that. If you're listening at home, that's Daniel Mbilo Richards. He is the main actor of the sketch State Fracture, the sketch written by Mike van Graan, directed by Rob van Vieren, and produced by Steve Ngesi. Coming up next, Daniel Mbilo Richards is still in studio as we finish off our interview. He is the main actor of the sketch State Fracture, which is written by Mike van Graan, directed by Rob van Vieren, and produced by Steve Ngesi.
Yes.
Just very quickly to you, Daniel, though, you went into acting and you're doing what you're doing now.
Yes.
I can almost imagine parents sitting out there now who have children that want to go into acting. And I can tell you, my mom would not let it fly. Acting is not a career. How did you go about telling your parents and going into acting?
I was in a musical at Westford High School where I matriculated, and I remember telling my parents, you know, I'd like to do acting. And my mother said, We're first going to invite the entire family to come and watch you perform in this musical, and then they will say whether you had.
So it was a family decision.
It was an audition. I mean, I remember going to one of my friends' houses, and their mom was like, "No, acting, you'll never make a career out of acting." And it was those conversations that kind of drove me further into it and made me not want to prove that it's possible, but it lit that passion on fire for me. So it made me want to do it even more.
Yeah. Oh man, that's absolutely lovely. But just talking about the show though, what's the details with the show? We know it's award winning.
Yes.
We know the reviews are raving.
Yes.
But tell us more about the show. Where can we see it? Where are the tickets and all of that?
State Fracture at the Baxter Theatre till the 19th of August, which is next week, Saturday. We run Monday to Saturday. And tickets you can buy on CompuTicket. Like I said, at the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio, the show is 65 minutes. You will laugh. I promise you. If you don't laugh, I'll give you a ticket.
That's a guarantee of note. That's
you.
A guarantee of note. All right. I can just imagine those of us that are corrupt going through the show. They're like, I want to see the show, but I want my money back. So during the whole show, just standing there, not to laugh. Like, I can just see it happening. But Daniel, listen, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And
thank
listen,
you,
all the best. But before we finish, I want you to finish off playing that song very quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure being with you on the show this morning. Thank you for the many SMSs and the funny ones and the pictures that you've sent. We continue to say thank you for joining us. We continue tomorrow with our discussion. Good morning to you.
No zuma, no cry. No gupta, no cry. No zupta, no cry. No kuma, no cry. Do you remember the promises they made to serve the people, not one man? But what they've done, this ruling party, is sell out dreams and auction the nation.